Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. Today is Dance Party Friday, and I have a special guest today. Happens to be Colton Michael Ipsen. Woo! Colton, where are you going, Colt? You gotta come back. It's Dance Party Friday. We're gonna do a little episode here. Okay, you promise? Okay. Hey, he promised. He promised he'd come back. So we've got Colton. Colton is my son, and he is about to be 33 years old on St. Joseph's Day. He shares the same day as St. Joseph's Day, March 19th. Pretty exciting. My son's going to be 33 years old. Unbelievable. And we are celebrating Dance Party Friday, as we do every Friday here on That's What I'm Talking About. I am getting ready for this awesome day. The day is... Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We got Colton, and he just asked a question.
When are you ever going to actually ballroom dance, though? Like, when are you going to take advantage of these lessons that you're taking?
Well, thank you for asking, Colton. I'm heating your coffee as we speak. Okay, nobody likes cold coffee. Maybe you do like cold coffee. Okay, here you go, Colt. This is your coffee.
Thank you.
Good question. So I'm taking ballroom dance lessons with John.
Can I sign up for like a ballroom dance, or like how does that work?
Believe it or not, there are places that we can go to that you can do ballroom dancing. Like
it seems so awkward though. Like,
why?
I don't know. It just seems really awkward.
That I would go ballroom dancing?
Yeah, like what's like it just seems so old school, like.
Right? Yeah. But okay, let me just explain to you. There's I don't know if it's still available or not, but it's a club called the Brown Derby in Hollywood or LA area, and they actually do ballroom dancing.
Really?
Yeah. And
is it like a fancy, like elegant, like kind of like dinner thing, like, or what? Like,
yeah, I think
it's
people
like a ballroom dance club, like
to be real, I think we just need to go there. Let's all go there. Let's go. We could at least go there and check it out, you know, and see what it's all about. But with the ballroom dancing, if we can at least learn the steps, like for example, the foxtrot, the cha-cha, the waltz, these are the different dances that we've learned, and we've learned the twinkle step. I know it seems stupid, but I know it seems old school, but if you watch like movies like La La Land,
mm-hmm.
and different movies, they have to learn to dance it's really fun. And to do it with a partner, I love. And it's just fun because we're moving our bodies and we're doing things that we never thought we could do. We have this really awesome teacher. She's like 80 something. And she's like almost correcting us in our lessons in life. She's all, now let him lead. Now let him lead. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, she's really cool. So this will be starting up tonight and then every Friday night. So Dance Party Friday, right? So let's see. It starts tonight and then we go for consecutively for the whole month. And it should be fun.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Do you like to dance?
I don't know.
I mean, do you like to dance? Just like dance? Like if like,
yeah,
like there's a club.
Who doesn't like to dance?
Well,
I like to dance like alone. Like if I just like play some music, like I like to dance, you know?
Yeah,
like just
yeah.
Feel the music.
Like
or
boogie?
Like, yeah,
boogie but, down?
But I don't know.
Yeah, oh, wait, that's that song. Cool. I've been dancing with myself. Yeah. Right? Dancing. Yeah. Who sings that? David Bowie?
I don't know.
David Bowie, dancing with myself.
I don't know.
Dig that beat. Yeah, I love to dance. Dancing is so much fun. I like to dance and it's an expression of, like you said, it's an explosion of movement. It just makes you feel good. And I like to listen to all different genres of music. Is there a genre of music that you absolutely love?
I just like music. I don't know. I like all kinds of music. I don't know. Like, I went through my stages with music. Like, I was in like a rock, like really like hardcore, like metal for a little bit, like to screamo to like, and then went from screamo to like rap and like hip hop. And like, I've kind of gotten into that, but then I kind of went back to like rock and like classic rock, and I bounce around a little bit.
Do you ever listen to Yacht Rock Radio?
What the hell is that?
That's like yacht rock. Like, it's like old school rock. Like
classic rock?
Yeah, like Christopher Cross. Not really rock, but like...
I don't
even know who that is. Oh, sailing and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sailing. You gotta say like...
Take
like,
me away.
Yeah, see, to I don't... Where yeah.
you, like these kind of things, yeah. Like, do you like pina colada?
Yeah, like that's all good. Yeah.
That kind of stuff, yeah. Yacht Rock Radio. Yeah, I love that. That's fun. It's like, it's just like, it's something you would listen to if you were on a yacht.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, right. They listen to, like, that's why they call it Yacht Rock Radio.
Like fishing, like when I think about, like, when I think about that kind of rock, I think of, like, going fishing with, like, my grandpa and my uncle and Bishop when we used to, like, he used to, like, bump Jim Morrison or whatever, and, like, that's Jim Morrison, right? You are my brown-eyed girl.
That one, is that right? Jim Morrison?
I don't know.
Is that
I don't
Jim
know
Morrison?
Who that is, but who is
brown-eyed
it?
Brown-eyed girl? Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
No.
I don't
that's,
know who
what's
the hell
his
it
name?
Is,
that's
I see. Yeah, that's how terrible I am with the.
I'm not giving names either, so. But.
But I know the songs. You know,
yeah. You are my brown-eyed girl. Yeah. That's what's his name? Oh, guy. Didn't
who
he
is
just
that?
Die? Salt Shakers in Paradise.
I don't know who it is.
That one guy.
But,
Okay. Anyway. Well, we'll stay away from that trivia part, right?
We'll just pretend like that wasn't even...
Talking about that. Yeah. But when you would go fishing in Bishop, do you remember catching anything ever? Or
yeah, we used to catch fish all the time.
What kind of fish?
Like trout, rainbow trout, brown trout. We used to go stream fishing.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, stream fishing is cool.
When you stream fish, does that mean you put something on a bait, or do you do those little fake fly thingies?
You put bait with a very small weight, and you just let it go down the stream.
Oh.
Like power bait or worms or crickets. Live bait usually works real well in streams.
Live bait meaning like crickets, mealworms
or...
Or, like, what about even, like, night crawlers? Would you ever use those in a stream or no?
I don't really know. I just know that I just put on whatever my uncle said, put on the thing, and we would catch fish.
Well, when you would get the bait and, like, you would dig into the bait, those little, like, styrofoam
I hated
thingies.
That shit.
Did you have to dig in and then get the little weird mealworms out of there?
Yeah.
Were they, like, plump?
I didn't like that part.
Were they
like,
plump or
really
were they
weird,
little, like, plump ones? Or?
The worms are pretty juicy. Like,
yeah.
They're pretty chunky.
Were they the white ones? Or
nah,
were they the...
they were, like, the
big,
long, like, long,
thick ones.
Thick, little, like, dirt worms that you...
Oh, those are night crawlers.
Whatever they
are.
I don't know what the hell they are, but they were like long and slimy. When you hooked it, you had to like double hook it and pinch it through the hook, and it was like, whoa.
You know what you do, right?
What?
You hide the hook.
Yeah.
It's like you disguise it.
Yeah.
I know how to worm a hook.
But I always messed up, and every time I would like cast it, the worm would go flying off.
Yeah. I've had that before.
Yeah.
That sucks. Now, power bait, that's just that stuff that's like a goopy.
That, like rainbow looking, like orange and yellow, like goop.
Goopy, weird.
Yeah.
And was like cheese bait? Cheese ball bait?
Nothing about
what bait. About salmon eggs?
I really don't know much about it.
Did you ever use salmon eggs?
Salmon eggs work too. Yeah,
salmon eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy fishing. I miss fishing. I haven't fished in a very long time. I took the Natalie and John on that white. We went out half day, and we went and I caught a mako shark.
You caught a mako shark?
Yeah.
Really? I caught a mako shark one time.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. My grandpa. This well, the thing with me, right, is I get really seasick. So. I was on the boat, and I ended up going in the cabin and going to sleep for a little bit. And I woke up, and when I woke up, they were bringing this big-ass shark onto the board. They brought it on board, and they had it on the ground. This paisa dude just grabbed the bat and started beating the shit out of the shark with it. He started beating it, and then the shark clamped onto his leg at the last second, bit his leg, started bleeding everywhere. It was bloody as heck, and we had to call it a day because he was bleeding so bad, and we had to go in early. Because
he was going to bleed out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was pretty crazy.
But did you catch the shark?
Yeah,
are you the one that caught the shark?
I didn't catch the shark, but we caught a shark because I was on board, so.
Oh, so you didn't catch the mako shark.
I didn't catch the mako shark.
Oh, but still, that's a very good.
I like to say I did.
Well, that's a good fish story. That's what we call a fish story.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but I.
We caught a marlin, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, marlin.
Was it pretty big?
Yeah, it was pretty decent size. Mm-hmm.
Who caught that?
I think my dad did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I didn't get seasick.
Right.
If I didn't get seasick, it would be like a whole lot more fun.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time.
They're like, Colt, get up here. You're going to reel this in. I'm like, ugh. Like, sick.
I know what it is, though. I think you maybe took too much Dramamine.
I didn't take Dramamine.
Okay, I got an idea. We know what exactly to do. You don't take the full Dramamine because that'll make you fall asleep on the boat.
I don't know what it is.
Check it out.
The smell.
No. It's ginger. You need to get these ginger, or you get these little things, and they go on your wrist. And John, because Natalie, John, and I, and guess what? You take half of the Dramamine, not the whole thing, because that'll make you fall asleep. But that will then knock it all out. And it's a perfect ride.
I also haven't gone as an adult either, though.
Right.
Like, I was only like 14 when I went.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When we went, I was like maybe like...
You and I went, we were...
10 or... Like
no. You were probably...
7, 8, something like
that. Well, Sammy wasn't around yet.
Yeah,
so you were 7.
Yeah.
You were probably 7.
I was young.
Yeah, we went. I remember that.
Yeah.
I caught the biggest fish that day, and everybody had the money in, and whoever got the biggest fish, I ended up bringing in a Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called a Dorado?
Yeah.
And it was so pretty. It was blue and yellow and green. It was huge. And I was bringing it in. I brought it in. And it came up over the bow, onto the deck, and they gaffed it. I didn't know what gaffing was until that day. They started chopping the shit out of it, hitting it, and I was like, and blood is everywhere. This most amazing fish, this amazingly colored, gorgeous fish, naturally, was suddenly in seconds. Once it passed, it was completely gray.
Yeah.
Like a dark sable color gray. It was the grayest gray you've ever seen. And I was like, oh, that was barbaric.
That's crazy.
It was fascinating, though.
Yeah.
How about when they had the bat on that shark?
Yeah.
That's freaking crazy, right?
It was kind of crazy.
I know.
They brought it on board, and the dude just started beating the crap out of it. Like, boop. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
They have to kill it.
Yeah, they gotta
kill
it.
Well, you know, I don't think it's legal anymore.
To have the
mako shark. I think they don't allow
it. Well, I'll tell you what,
Makos.
It was very good food.
Oh, yeah. Shark's delicious.
It was very good.
Shark is delicious
as
when
a matter
you prepare
of fact,
it yourself.
I think it was the best, like, out of all the things that we caught, it was the best food.
Oh, it had to be.
Because in Mexico, like, my grandpa, when we go, like, I went like 2 times.
Right.
But.
At a Cabo San Lucas?
Yeah, at a Cabo. Yeah. When we went, my grandpa knows, like, people over there, like, at the sandbar and everything.
Yeah.
So we brought the fish back to them, and they prepared it and made it all, seasoned it, and it was delicious.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Don't you love it when you go on a fishing trip? I know you've only gone a couple times, but I love it because they fillet it for you. It's all ready to go. It's all bagged. I mean, that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely need to hit it. Would you like to go on a fishing trip with me?
Yeah.
And
I don't know how much I like fishing. Like, fishing's cool. But
no, but we need to catch some delicious fish.
I need to start doing more
hiking?
Adventurous things, you know.
Yeah, hiking and getting out. Trust me, I am all down for that. I love that kind of shit. I
really want to go snowboarding. Did you see all the snow on the mountain?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We'll definitely hit that up.
I don't know what happened to my snowboard, though.
California. Yeah. You know what? Maybe we have it.
No.
No. You don't think
we
have
it? I don't know. I gave it to my uncle a while ago.
Oh, okay. I might have it.
Anyways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But let's definitely... Okay, we got snowboarding down, and I'll go snow skiing while you snowboard.
I want to skydive.
You do?
Yeah.
There's a skydiving place here that simulates it.
I want to become like an adrenaline junkie.
You mean like not just an adrenaline?
No, adrenaline.
It's the extreme sports.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but adrenaline. Like, I want to, like I want to trade, like, my, like, yeah. addiction.
Yeah.
Like my...
Going out after cool things.
Yeah, I want to change that for adrenaline.
Need junkie. For speed. Yeah. Let's, well, would you ever like to go hiking, like, up in Utah in those freaking badass places where they have all that crazy mountain, like, you can go through?
Can we base jump?
Yes. Yeah, they do that. They do that all the time.
You would not base jump.
I have to shed like 40 pounds, 30 pounds. Do you know what
base jumping is?
That's where you jump from cliff to cliff to cliff to cliff.
No. That's where you jump off a cliff with a parachute.
I do that in a heartbeat. I've got, like I said, I got to get more lean because I feel like I'd be like an anchor right now. But your brother, you know about Sam, right?
No.
When he was living in Utah, he'd get like 2 or 3 day passes. So I'd take him everywhere. And we went to this one place in Utah where they had all these people were cliff diving.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually went up to this very top thing. And I was a nervous wreck, but I filmed everything. He went up to the top. He dove off of it. It was so scary. But all these people were diving off. It was so beautiful, though. I mean, cool. All the red rocks.
It's like when we went hiking over in Azusa Canyon with Uncle Mike, and we jumped into the waterfall.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Well, you know what that was, right?
What?
That was Chantry Flats. That's the
Azusa
one.
Azusa Canyon,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Azusa Canyon. Actually, it was Santa Anita. So yeah. If you go a little
go
bit more west.
All the way up Santa Anita.
All the way. So that's Chantry Flats.
Yeah, but Azusa Canyon's on the way.
Azusa Canyon is near, this way. It's not far.
The same
area. Kind of, yeah. Right? Yeah. I'll tell you something. Chantry Flats is where we would go hiking. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. In fact, when I was in high school, one of the guys had a cabin in Chantry Flats. And it was one of those weird little cabins. And he had the high school parties there.
Ooh,
and
cool.
At nighttime dark, and you go deep down into the woods and go to the parties.
There was a lot of like I want to say like college students or whatever.
Yeah.
Drinking beer up there and all that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Sammy was little enough that you can carry him, right?
Yeah,
and he jumped off the big cliff.
Yeah, he almost fell down the ravine there, like the whole, like he fell down, almost fell down the side of the cliff, but I grabbed his arm and pulled him up. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm not letting that happen.
Not on your watch.
So I put him on my back and we started... like hiking the rest of the way to the spot.
You must have been like 11 and he was 3, I think.
No. It was older than
was
that.
Was he 4?
I was like...
And you were 12?
I was like 14 and he was like 6.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a lot younger when you guys... But didn't...
But he was a chubby little dude. That dude was heavy as hell.
Yeah, he was super cute. Same thing happened with Natalie. We went to go visit Sam this same time, a different time, out in Utah. And I took her... And because Sam had a Christmas time to visit with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were taking him home to Utah to the school he was at, that awesome place in Utah. And so we were driving back and it was snowy, but Nat had never seen snow. Mm-hmm. And so I took your sister in and we went up in Mount Zion, right there, the Zion Park. Yeah. It's really beautiful. That's where the school was, right at the base.
Yeah.
So we went up and we started hiking and it was snowy. And so it was like kind of icy. Big mommy mistake. Because Natalie was hanging on one of the little like rails and it was really cold. She slipped and I grabbed her. Just like you grabbed Sam, I grabbed her. She almost fell down this long thing.
That's crazy.
I almost lost her. Yeah. It was scary.
I remember one time I was in Mammoth and I was with my dad and his friends and all of my little friends. And we were all having a snowball fight. I grabbed this big old chunk of ice and I just thought it was like a made snowball.
And oh, shit.
I just thought it was a made snowball ready to go. Like, hell yeah. And I went... And I threw it at my friend from the back and I knocked him out.
Because it was a rock.
Knocked him out cold. It was a big old chunk of ice.
Oh, I thought it was a rock.
No, it was a chunk of ice.
Oh, no. Like, solid.
I knocked him out and I got
so much trouble
for that one.
Well, you're little. You don't know any better.
I didn't know any better, but yeah, I got
Oh, man. Oh, well, you know, the things we do. Well, so let's wrap it up. Basically, we've got a few things on the horizon here. We got deep sea fishing. We've got adventure, like maybe perhaps. I don't know about skydiving.
Yeah, okay, I do.
But wait, skydiving, is that where you just jump out of a plane?
Yeah.
Okay, skydiving. I'm scared of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the thing called where we jump and we wear little things, wings? What's it called when
squirrel suit?
Yes. What is that?
That's where you like.
What did you just call it? Something called, where we
base jumping.
Base jumping. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna do some base jumping
with a squirrel suit. That's a little intense. I don't know.
Okay, what would
that's
we do?
That's where
it
you
with?
Like fly. Like,
that's what I was thinking. Sky. You don't want to do that?
I don't know. I'm down. That sounds
okay.
Fun.
Okay, and then sounds I'm gonna throw. Sketchy, I'm throwing though. One more thing in there because John and I had a ball. We went whitewater rafting, and we did.
Yeah,
and you
I
go,
do that
and
too.
You could do 1 through 5, and we did level 4 and 5.
Ooh, that
so it was
cool.
Freaking badass. But I mean, just. So you know, level 5 is death defying.
I want to do
so
that.
So it's
one.
Scary.
I
want to
do that.
Oh, but you got to get trained, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
let's
but
we
it was a blast. All right. So and perhaps you might throw a little dancing in the mix.
No.
All right, leave that with John and I. John and I will dance the night away. So I just wanted to say it's been a really nice Dance Party Friday so far. We are kicking it off here with Colton. My name is Kelly Marie. I am your host. Colton is my co-host today. I just want to say thank you for the show, Colton.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. May God bless you. Have a beautiful Dance Party Friday, and we'll see you tomorrow because that's considered Self-Help Saturday. Bye.